The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, it's NFL Week 3 on Get Paid. We're going to be making picks in all 16 games. We got the lines fresh from BovadaSportsbook.com. And let's just get rolling with Thursday night. Look, last week was a tough week for me to pick games. I still did okay, but it was the kind of week where if I'm picking all the games, I'm really just taking the points in a lot of those games because the matchups are so close. This week, I think there's a lot more opportunity out there. I like the picks across the board. So like I said, let's dig in. On Thursday night football, we have a division matchup. The Pittsburgh Steelers with the floundering offense and TJ Watt gone on defense versus the Cleveland Browns, who offensively, sometimes they just don't get it going, although they scored 30 points last week, so I can't be too upset with how that the team performed last week. When they get Nick Chubb going, you know, they tend to win. When they ignore Nick Chubb because they want to get Kareem Hunt and his 3 yards less per carry average the ball, they don't do as well. I don't know why they do it. It drives me crazy, but we are where we are. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, come into this game. I actually think they should be favorites on the road, even though it's a division game. I think people are looking at that offense and thinking, gosh, how are they going to score points? I think Pittsburgh has played two kind of tougher matchups to begin the year. New England is not a bad defense, everybody. New England's pretty good year after year. They know how to play Pittsburgh, having matched up with them pretty well year after year. They're going to be fine. And for some reason, the first game escapes me. They played the Cincinnati Bengals, who have a pretty reasonable defense. The Cincinnati's problem is their offensive line. But anyway, what do we get to the game? The Cleveland Browns, according to Bovada, are -4.5. Yes, 4.5, much more than a field goal. No respect for this Pittsburgh offense. I think Pittsburgh gets it going. I think Pittsburgh covers this spread easily. I actually think they're going to win this game in an upset on the road. Next game, we have New Orleans, who are -3 versus the Carolina Panthers. This game's a tough one for me. I don't really like either of these offenses. New Orleans, obviously, they're explosive, but then you have every now and then the Jameis Winston 3-interception game. It's one that I'm going to kind of stay away from because on the road, I do think New Orleans should win, but I think Carolina's going to keep this close as they have in the first 2 weeks of their NFL season. New Orleans -3, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and take the points and say Carolina, but honestly, I'm not betting on this game at all. The next game on the list, we have the Houston Texans versus the Chicago Bears. I think these are two similarly matched teams. I don't quite understand why Houston completely went away from Rex Burkhead in terms of touches. I get that Damian Pierce, and believe me, I get it. Damian Pierce is the guy that should be playing, but Rex Burkhead is kind of the blocking guy. He's kind of the two-minute drill guy. He's kind of the pass-catching guy. I think you still want to get him some touches, and I think that might be why they lost the game last week. That game was out there for them to win against Denver. Chicago, on the other hand, they have no offensive line to speak of. They cannot get the passing game going because there's three rushers in the backfield chasing down Justin Fields on every snap. The running games in both of these teams is a strength. I think Houston's defense will do better against, I shouldn't say better because Chicago's defense is really good, but I think Houston's offense will do better against Chicago's defense than Chicago's offense will do against Houston's defense. So if you're telling me Bovada has Houston +3 on the road, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take those 3 points. I think Chicago wins a very close one. I'm going to take Houston to win the game overall. Next game on the list, we have the Kansas City Chiefs visiting the ailing and the really depressing to watch Indianapolis Colts. Frank Reich is in trouble, everybody. They get shut out against Jacksonville. They said it was embarrassing. It certainly was. The first game of the season, they tied the Houston Texans after a missed field goal. I don't know. Indianapolis isn't looking good. This Matt Ryan thing, it's going to take a while to crystallize. Kansas City is ready-made. They've extra rest because they played on Thursday night the previous week. The defense is playing better than I've seen them play in years. The offense is playing just as good as I've seen them play in years. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say Kansas City is going to win this game. It's a big line, though. Bovada has Kansas City -7 on the road against Indianapolis. It's a scary one. I do think Kansas City will get this done. But Indianapolis, honestly, they don't want to go 0-3. They're playing for their lives. So it's going to be a tough matchup for Kansas City, a tougher one than people think. Buffalo on the road against Miami. This is probably the funnest game of the week to watch given what the offenses are doing. I don't see how Buffalo is challenged early in the season. I think, you know, some injuries are going to have to happen. I really am curious to see how the Miami Dolphins attack the Buffalo Bills defense, because the Buffalo Bills defense is playing great. They're going to get rid of the ball quickly. I don't think they're going to get any running game going in Miami. I don't know. Buffalo is -5.5 according to Bovada. I think Buffalo wins this one in a shootout. I do think that they win, you know, by at least a touchdown, though, so I like Buffalo. Next game on the list, we got Detroit on the road. According to Bovada, they are +6 at Minnesota. Minnesota got embarrassed. And here's what it concerns me about Minnesota. Everything in that game plan should have been, hey, let's run. You saw what Detroit did against Philadelphia in week one. Minnesota comes out week two. They have Dalvin Cook in a really good running game, and they ignore it completely and just try to force the ball to Justin Jefferson. Now, Justin Jefferson's fantastic, but Kirk Cousins was off, and that happens. That happens in Monday Night Football and big national TV games to Kirk Cousins. The monkey is back on his back after he got rid of it last year in some performances, but it was a bad game. It was a bad game plan. O'Connell got out-coached in week one. I don't know. I like what Detroit's doing. I know they're going to be able to score points. The Minnesota defense is better, but I think Detroit, you know, they run at will, and they can pass the ball too. I like what Detroit's doing, everybody. So if you're telling me Detroit on the road is getting 6 points, Bovada has Detroit +6, I'm going to take Detroit. I'm going to take the points. I actually think I think Minnesota is going to win this one, but I think Detroit's going to keep it very close. And Detroit has been covering like crazy lately anyway. Next game on the list, I actually think this is the push. Baltimore -3 versus the New England Patriots. I have Baltimore winning on the road 27-24. I am glad to see New England's offense in the passing game specifically look a little better last week. And I think that's a sign of things to come. I think they're going to improve. However, Baltimore, I think coming off that loss, I think they're going to be charged up. I do think that they're going to win this game. And Baltimore plays New England pretty well in the Lamar Jackson era. I'm going to say Baltimore, if I had to pick, I'll take New England at home getting points. But I'm not going to pick, really, honestly, because I think it's a push. But again, if you're going to press me just for the purposes of this podcast, I'll take New England and the points at home. Next game, we have the Cincinnati Bengals on the road, according to Bovada, -5 at the New York Jets. Now, this is a game I kind of circled in my suicide pool at the beginning of the season, thinking, oh, I'd definitely take Cincinnati. I'm not really loving how Cincinnati's offense is playing. The New York Jets' offense is playing a lot better than they're getting credit for. We saw them storm back. Obviously, they were down by like 14 points with 2 minutes left, but they stormed back, and Joe Flacco had 4 touchdowns. I don't think that's going to happen every week. I don't think that's going to happen this week. Cincinnati's defense will stay in check. What really concerns me is that Cincinnati's offensive line looks like garbage, and I have a hard time picking Cincinnati and actually betting my money on Cincinnati with this offensive line playing as poorly as it has been. So I'm, as a spectator, as a bettor, I'm going to sit back and watch, but as a picker for this podcast, I will say this: the reigning AFC champions do not go 0-3. They will win. I think it's a close game in terms of spread. I think Cincinnati wins this game 30-24 on the road. They very, very slimly cover that 5-point margin. Next game on the list, we got the Las Vegas Raiders, 0-2, versus the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. Las Vegas on the road are 2-point favorites over the Titans. I don't know about that. Bovada, you're leaving some value out there for us, baby. I'm going to take Tennessee in this game for a couple reasons. One, you know, I have people in the fantasy football realm saying, hey, what do you think of Derrick Henry? Well, I think that in week one, they were kind of babying him back. And week two, Buffalo got up by so much that they made the Buffalo or the Tennessee Titans run game completely ineffective. If the Titans are down so much that they can't run the game or run the ball, that's to their detriment. Now, they can win games with the passing game, but again, with the new receivers there and the turnover, it's going to take some time for that to crystallize. I think Tennessee comes out. I think they're able to run the ball, and I think they win this game pretty easily. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans to cover this spread at home with a 2 points. They're getting 2 points on the at home. I like that a lot. Next game on the list, the Philadelphia Eagles, who are looking fantastic, are -6.5 versus the Washington Commanders. I think the Washington Commanders are going to keep this game closer than people think. 6.5 is a lot for a division game at home. I don't think Washington wins this game. Philadelphia is really impressing me, but Washington's offense is better than they have been in recent years, and I think the defense can try to keep Jalen Hurts in check. The first 2 weeks, Minnesota and Detroit have not been able to keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket, and he's been hurting people with legs. I think maybe Washington has Davis playing spy on Hurts. I think that's what you have to do. Make Hurts a passer, and Hurts has improved this year. But I'm going to go ahead and take Philadelphia to win this game. Bavada's giving Washington 6.5 points. I'm going to take Washington. Why not, right? 6.5 on at home against a division opponent. I'll take that for sure. Next game on the list, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, at last I checked, and right before this podcast, it wasn't a sure thing that Justin Herbert was going to be playing, so 7 points to me is a lot. I'm going to remove this from the board until probably Sunday morning, but I'm just going to assume Herbert's banged up. I'm going to take Jacksonville, man. Jacksonville's passing game was finally efficient. That's what I was expecting to see in week one against Washington. Well, they came out and they dominated Indianapolis. Do I think they'll dominate the Chargers? No, I do not. I think the Chargers are one of the teams that can win the Super Bowl. But Jacksonville plays pretty well. 7 points is a lot, especially with a banged up Herbert. I'm going to take Jacksonville to cover this spread on the road. Next game, we have the Los Angeles Rams in a division game. -3.5, according to Bovada, versus the Arizona Cardinals. I don't like the way the Cardinals are playing. The Rams absolutely dominated the Cardinals last time we saw them in the playoffs. You know, it's not the playoffs. Arizona, you could make the case that they want to avenge their playoff loss. I don't know. I don't like this game, man. 3.5, that's too many points to lay. If it was a field goal, okay. 3.5, I don't like it. I'm inclined to take Arizona to cover the spread. With the Rams winning a game, I'd have the Rams winning by two on the road. Arizona's offense is good enough to keep this game close. Atlanta on the road versus the Seattle Seahawks. I think this is the game that Atlanta wins. I think Atlanta is going to be able to cover the 1.5 point spread. Seattle is their 1.5 point favorites. I think Atlanta's going to win this game. I have them winning 26-17. I think Seattle, it's the first kind of sign of bad things to come for this offense, what we saw last week in Seattle. Atlanta's been playing people tougher in the offensive game. I think they're going to get it going. They're going to win. Green Bay on the road versus Tampa Bay. Bovada has Green Bay +1.5. Aaron Rodgers is getting 1.5 points. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take those 1.5 points, Bovada. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay, their offense hasn't been playing well. The defense has been playing well. Green Bay's offense, if they run everything through Aaron Jones, I do think that they can be successful. I do think that they can win this game. But LaFleur, he's been doing this for years, man. Like, Aaron Jones will have a big game. Even in week one, Aaron Jones had like 9 yards per carry. And they'll just go away from him, put A.J. Dillon in the game, give A.J. Dillon more touches. A.J. Dillon is less efficient with the ball. He's a fine receiver. He's a fine running back. I really like him, actually, and I like him in fantasy and all that. But Aaron Jones is obviously the better player. Give the better player the ball in the big moments. When they did that against Chicago, they were victorious. They have to keep doing that moving forward, the Green Bay Packers. I don't have any faith that LaFleur is going to keep giving Aaron Jones the ball. You got to keep feeding him in the running game, in the passing game. I don't think they're going to do it. I'm going to take Tampa Bay to cover this spread, -1.5. We're on Sunday night now. San Francisco visiting the Denver Broncos. I think San Francisco is better with Jimmy Garoppolo than Trey Lance. Now, Trey Lance, I was good with him as the starter. You run the season with him. He gets better as the season goes along. He gives you a different dynamic in the running game. They can do more read option, these kinds of things. Well, wouldn't you know it, a read option or a zone read or a pistol or whatever you call it, he runs the ball and breaks his ankle. It's really unfortunate for him. But Jimmy Garoppolo comes in. He makes this passing game better. The passing game, defenses have to respect it. Less people away from the line of scrimmage. It makes the running game better. This team is going to be better across the board. I think San Francisco is going to come in. Bovada has San Francisco -1.5 on the road. I actually think San Francisco is going to cover this 28-20. Last game, Monday Night Football, Dallas at the New York Giants. The New York Giants at home against Dallas. Bovada is giving them 2.5 points. I'm going to take New York Giants, man. They have a good defense. They've been playing people close. The offense really hasn't blown the doors off people, but they got better from week one into week two. I think they'll get better from week two into week three. Now, is Parsons and Diggs, are they going to wreak havoc on the offensive game plan? Probably, but Brian Daboll's a really good coach. If you listen to this podcast, you know I love his play calling, and I really respect him. I think the Giants are going to go 3-0. How about that? I think the Cowboys are going to fall to 1-2, but it's going to be a close game. But I do think the Giants can cover. I have the Giants winning by 5. So the Dallas Cowboys at +2.5, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take, the Dallas Cowboys were getting 2.5 points. I said -2.5. I still think the Giants will cover. Giants will win by 5. I wouldn't bet my money on it, but, it should be a good one. Not the matchup you want to see, Cooper Rush versus Daniel Jones on Monday Night Football. You can blame the networks for that. Anyway, that is a show. Thanks, everybody. We will be back again soon, talking more lines, talking more, more football, talking more play calling, talking more value, talking more money. So everybody go out, make some bets, and get paid.
You want to get paid? Then get paid. Sean and Brad help you with the games, from the fantasy to the gambling. We the NFL experts help you win. You better tune in for the two hosts. They know everything, from the players to the coaches. So get paid on a Sunday, because the team right here know the game the most. From Chi-Town to the Florida coast, got swag, got butter with the toast. Brad's a washed up model, don't hate on that. Sean writes the fantasy football almanac. So